USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally announcing an impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry. The President must be held accountable. No one is above the law.
Former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and Fox News contributor Andrew McCarthy says,
Having an impeachment inquiry is kind of like a prosecutor convening a grand jury. It doesn't require you to do anything. It doesn't require you actually to return charges or return an indictment, but it is the appearance of progress in an investigation.
The president's reaction, he tweeted, presidential harassment and so bad for our country. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
President Trump is continuing to meet with world leaders at the UN General Assembly meetings earlier in the day.
President Trump touched on several issues in his remarks to the General Assembly, defending his trade war with China and also defending his efforts to restart negotiations with North Korea's leader. But some of his strongest remarks were made in the direction of Iran's government.
Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. The regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons. We must never allow this to happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham confirmed on Monday that daily press briefings will not be reinstated under her leadership, citing the behavior of journalists who weren't being good to President Trump's administration. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The Trump administration wants to provide more options for kids to play sports. The number of kids playing sports over the past 10 years has declined by 10%. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Johnny Damon was in Washington, D.C. with presidential advisor Ivanka Trump, and they're trying to get more kids involved in playing sports again. Damon was on Fox News talking about why it's important to have kids playing sports.
Yeah, this is a very big problem. We have to educate these kids, and we have to get them out. As great as the iPad is, we have to put them down sometimes. The benefits of playing sports, the health benefits, better jobs. 94% of women CEOs played sports. And, I mean, that's amazing. The wages are great. If you get good grades, I mean, you have to get good grades when you play sports. So there's a lot of benefits, but we're trying to bring everyone together. We're trying to put the get the kids outside, and we're trying to get with other teams in big cities to say, look at what the Washington Nationals have done, and look at the benefit around that complex. I mean, these kids are getting better grades. They're going and they're learning how to cook. They're learning how to live a responsible life. And our trip to D.C. last week was truly amazing.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.